Imagine falling for someone who represents everything you've been taught to avoid. Tattoos, piercings, unpredictability, and an attitude that both terrifies and thrills you. After, by Anna Todd, began as Wattpad fan fiction and exploded into a global phenomenon, amassing over 1 billion reads online before becoming a best-selling book series and film franchise. What started as Harry Styles fan fiction transformed into a story that resonated with millions of young adults navigating the messy reality of first love. The book's raw portrayal of toxic yet passionate relationships sparked intense debates among readers, some criticizing its romanticization of unhealthy dynamics, others defending its honest depiction of flawed relationships. Either way, the cultural impact was undeniable, with hashtag HESA becoming a social media sensation and readers worldwide divided between Team Harden and Team Noah. Tessa Young arrives at Washington Central University with her entire life meticulously planned down to the smallest detail. The consummate perfect student with the perfect boyfriend, she spent her high school years in a carefully constructed bubble of AP classes, student government meetings, and SAT prep while her peers were out getting into trouble. Her mother, Carol, who spent hours sobbing when Tessa received her acceptance letter, drives her to campus alongside Noah, Tessa's clean-cut high school sweetheart who plans to join her at WCU the following year. Their relationship, like everything else in Tessa's life, follows a predetermined script. Dating since freshman year, waiting until marriage, future careers already mapped out. But Tessa's carefully constructed world begins to show its first cracks the moment she meets her roommate, Steph, a vibrant redhead with sleeve tattoos, multiple piercings, and dramatic black eyeliner who casually mentions that the dorms are tiny and the parties are huge. The collision of their worlds becomes even more apparent when Steph's friends Nate and Harden enter without warning, bringing with them the scent of cigarettes and an air of casual defiance. Despite his obvious rudeness and dismissive attitude, Tessa finds herself inexplicably drawn to Harden. Tall, with wavy brown hair falling across his forehead, multiple facial piercings, and arms covered in intricate black and gray tattoos, he represents everything her mother has warned her against, the embodiment of rebellion and unpredictability. Her mother's immediate and forceful demand that Tessa switch dorms reveals the web of rigid expectations that have shaped Tessa's entire existence. Every decision, from her classic conservative wardrobe to her choice of major, has been filtered through the lens of maternal approval. Yet something shifts inside her during this confrontation, perhaps the first genuine spark of independence, when she convinces her mother to let her stay. This small act of defiance, though seemingly insignificant, marks the beginning of Tessa's transformation from the dutiful daughter who measures her worth through academic achievement and maternal approval to someone who will eventually make choices based on her own desires, however messy and complicated they might be. The stark contrast between Tessa's organized planner filled with color-coded study schedules and perfectly outlined goals against Steph's chaotic lifestyle, complete with clothes strewn across the floor and spontaneous 3 a.m. pizza runs, sets the stage for the central theme of the novel: what happens when a life built on control and careful planning collides with unpredictable passion. As Tessa lies in bed that first night, clutching her leather-bound planner while contemplating her growing disappointment that college isn't the sanitized experience she expected, we witness the vulnerability beneath her perfect exterior, a young woman who has never truly tested the boundaries of her own identity or questioned the path laid out before her. Her carefully constructed walls are about to face their first real test, and the cracks are already beginning to show. Tessa's first encounters with Harden Scott establish a pattern that will define their relationship: intense attraction coupled with emotional whiplash. When she finds him sprawled across Steph's bed while she's wrapped only in a towel, his dismissive, "Don't flatter yourself, it's not like I'm going to look at you," both infuriates and intrigues her. His British accent adds another layer of foreignness to his already intimidating presence. Their interactions are charged with a tension that transcends mere physical attraction. When Tessa reluctantly attends a fraternity party with Steph, she discovers Harden's surprising depth when she stumbles upon his room filled with classic literature. Finding him reading Wuthering Heights, she's confronted with the contradiction between his crude exterior and his intellectual interests. "Why the hell are you in my room?" he demands, snatching the book from her hands. This moment crystallizes their dynamic. Her fascination with the complexity beneath his harsh facade, and his defensive anger at being seen beyond the image he projects. The party becomes a turning point when Tessa is nearly assaulted by a drunk stranger and Harden rescues her. In this moment of vulnerability, he shows unexpected tenderness, calling her Tess instead of Teresa and assuring her the attack wasn't her fault. This glimpse of compassion creates an emotional opening that leads to their first kiss, a passionate encounter that leaves Tessa questioning everything about herself and her relationship with Noah. What makes Harden so compelling to Tessa, and by extension, to millions of readers, is precisely this unpredictability. One moment cruel and dismissive, the next protective and vulnerable. He represents the antithesis of Noah's safe predictability. When Tessa confesses to Harden that her alcoholic father abandoned her family when she was 10, we see the first genuine connection between them, a shared wound that creates understanding beneath their antagonism. Their attraction operates on a primal level that Tessa has never experienced before. "Your pulse has quickened, hasn't it? Your mouth is dry," Harden whispers during one of their confrontations, accurately describing her physical reaction to his proximity. This visceral response becomes increasingly difficult for Tessa to deny, even as her rational mind recognizes the danger Harden represents to her carefully planned life. As Tessa and Harden's relationship develops, we discover the complex trauma that shapes Harden's behavior. His nightmares reveal a damaged psyche, and his relationship with his father, the university chancellor, is fractured by a past neither wants to discuss. When Tessa accompanies Harden to dinner at his father's house, the tension is palpable as Harden coldly brushes past his father's attempted embrace. The revelation of Harden's childhood trauma provides crucial context for his emotional walls. When he was 7, soldiers from a bar fight his father started broke into their home and assaulted his mother while his father was out drinking. Young Harden tried unsuccessfully to protect her and afterward covered her wounds with band-aids. Since then, he's suffered nightmares and developed deep-seated trust issues. "I don't just want to be friends. I want more," Harden eventually confesses to Tessa after weeks of pushing her away. His admission that he's never loved anyone before reveals the depth of his emotional isolation. Yet even as he opens up, he maintains patterns of deception, hiding the true nature of his relationship with Tessa from his friends and concealing aspects of his past that might drive her away. Tessa's own secrets revolve around her growing willingness to compromise her values for Harden. She lies to Noah, ignores her mother's calls, and begins skipping classes, behavior that would have been unthinkable before meeting Harden. Her internal struggle is palpable as she recognizes the changes in herself. "I realize I've done many things with Harden I've never done with Noah." The secrecy extends to their social circles as well. When Harden introduces Tessa merely as his friend to his acquaintances, her hurt reveals how deeply invested she's become in their relationship. His explanation that he was protecting her from Jace, who he describes as dangerous and someone who turns people into games, foreshadows the devastating revelation to come. This web of secrets and half-truths creates an atmosphere where neither character can fully trust the other, yet both are too emotionally entangled to walk away. Their relationship exists in a space of perpetual uncertainty, with moments of genuine connection constantly undermined by suspicion and fear. The emotional rhythm of Tessa and Harden's relationship follows a distinct pattern: intense connection, followed by devastating conflict, followed by passionate reconciliation. This cycle creates a relationship dynamic that is simultaneously toxic and addictive. Their arguments frequently escalate to emotional cruelty. When Tessa sees Harden with Molly at a party, her jealousy prompts her to kiss Zed, leading to a vicious fight where Harden claims he slept with just about every other girl in this place to deliberately hurt her. Yet moments later, he's begging for forgiveness, admitting he lashes out when angry, but is trying to change for her. The reconciliations are equally intense. After Harden's cruel behavior at a party, Tessa finds him alone with a bleeding lip and bruised face. Their argument transforms into a confession of love. "I love you," Harden tells her. "You're the person that I love most in the world." These emotional peaks create a powerful reinforcement cycle. The relief and connection after conflict becomes its own form of intoxication. Physical intimacy serves as both a bridge and a barrier between them. Their sexual relationship develops gradually, with Harden showing surprising patience and tenderness despite his experience. When Tessa finally loses her virginity to him, the moment is portrayed with emotional significance. "It's completely different when you love the person," Harden tells her afterward. Yet sex also becomes a way to avoid addressing deeper issues, with physical connection substituting for emotional honesty. The cycle takes its toll on both characters. Tessa finds herself increasingly isolated from her former support system. Her relationship with her mother deteriorates to the point of physical confrontation, and Noah eventually walks away heartbroken. Harden's behavior grows more erratic as his fear of losing Tessa intensifies, leading to jealous outbursts and disappearances that leave her worried and confused. What makes this cycle so compelling to readers is its emotional authenticity. Despite the unhealthy patterns, the raw need each character has for the other feels genuine. When Harden confesses, "I want you more than I have ever wanted anyone or anything in my entire life," his vulnerability is as real as his toxicity. Both Tessa and Harden undergo profound changes through their relationship, though not always for the better. Tessa's transformation is the most dramatic, from a studious, rule-following perfectionist to someone willing to challenge societal expectations and family obligations. Her decision to move in with Harden against her mother's wishes represents a seismic shift in her character, sacrificing not only her relationship with Noah, but also risking her carefully planned academic future at Washington Central University. Her growing independence manifests in increasingly bold ways, replacing her conservative wardrobe with more daring clothes, speaking her mind during heated family discussions, and standing up to her controlling mother's manipulation tactics. When her mother slaps her during an explosive argument about Harden's troubled past, Tessa doesn't retreat into submission as she once would have. Instead, she firmly defends her choices, even as tears stream down her face. This newfound strength represents both remarkable growth and profound loss. She's discovering her authentic voice, but sacrificing the safety net of family approval and her former identity in the process. Harden's evolution, while less obvious, carries equal weight. His vulnerability emerges in quiet moments, confessing that Tessa makes him want to be good while tracing patterns on her skin late at night, or admitting his fear of abandonment during their fights. His attempts at change manifest in small but significant gestures, attending his father's wedding despite years of estrangement, awkwardly dancing with his new stepmother at the reception, and gradually opening up about his traumatic childhood experiences. The question of whether love should demand such dramatic transformation becomes increasingly central to their story. When Tessa reflects that she loves Harden differently than Noah, "With Noah, it was comfortable, but with Harden, it's raw and exciting," she articulates the fundamental dilemma facing many young adults in serious relationships, the choice between comfortable stability and passionate intensity, between predictable safety and transformative chaos. Their shared passion for literature provides a sophisticated framework for understanding their complex dynamic. Harden frequently draws parallels between them and Catherine and Heathcliff, a comparison that's simultaneously romantic and deeply troubling, given the destructive nature of that fictional relationship. During an intense class discussion about Pride and Prejudice, their debate about Elizabeth Bennet's transformation of Mr. Darcy becomes a thinly veiled argument about their own situation, highlighting how literature serves as both mirror and metaphor for their struggles. As they navigate domestic life together, moments of unexpected tenderness emerge, shopping for their first set of dishes, discovering Harden's peculiar habit of eating cereal without milk, sharing inside jokes about their different taste in movies. These glimpses of ordinary happiness suggest the possibility of lasting connection, Yet the fundamental question persists. Can two wounded people truly heal each other? Or will their individual trauma and baggage ultimately prove incompatible? Their story raises powerful questions about the nature of transformative love, whether it's worth the price of reinvention, and if personal growth inspired by romance can sustain itself in the face of deep-seated patterns and past trauma. The devastating revelation that their entire relationship began as a bet shatters the foundation of trust Tessa and Harden had built. When she learns that Harden initially pursued her as part of a cruel game to take her virginity, every tender moment between them is recontextualized as potential manipulation. The scene unfolds with brutal efficiency at a bar where Tessa has gone seeking answers about Harden's secretive behavior. Molly gleefully reveals that Harden owes Zed big bucks, forcing Tessa to confront the possibility that their relationship was built on deception. Harden's desperate attempts to explain only confirm her worst fears. "You took something from me that I can never get back, for money," Tessa screams, the full weight of the betrayal crushing her. Her accusation that Harden has ruined her entire life echoes his earlier threat to ruin her, creating a devastating symmetry to their relationship arc. What makes this betrayal particularly painful is that it targets precisely what made their connection special, the vulnerability Tessa showed in giving Harden her virginity, her heart, and her trust. The revelation forces her to question not just Harden's feelings, but her own judgment and identity. Harden's claim that he used the bet money for her car and apartment deposit only compounds the betrayal, suggesting that even his apparent generosity was tainted by deception. His desperate plea that he loves her now, regardless of how their relationship began, raises the central question of whether a relationship founded on lies can ever evolve into something genuine. The image of Harden collapsing to his knees in the snow as Tessa drives away with Zed creates a powerful visual metaphor for the consequences of his actions. For perhaps the first time, he's experiencing the kind of emotional devastation he's inflicted on others, including Tessa. As Tessa turns to Zed and demands, "Tell me everything, every single detail," she's taking back control of her narrative, refusing to remain ignorant about the truth of her own life. This moment of agency, though born from heartbreak, suggests the possibility of growth beyond the toxic patterns that have defined her relationship with Harden. Throughout the novel, Tessa's journey is fundamentally about discovering who she is outside the expectations others have placed on her. Her mother raised her to value academic achievement above all else, micromanaging everything from her study schedule to her clothing choices. Noah represented the safe path of suburban comfort, the good boy who would provide stability and parental approval. Even Harden attempted to mold her into his ideal partner through manipulation and control, using his knowledge of literature and intensity to reshape her worldview. Her internship at Vance Publishing represents a crucial step toward independence. Having her own office with her name on the door provides tangible evidence of her value beyond her relationships. The professional respect she receives from Mr. Vance contrasts sharply with the emotional turbulence of her personal life, offering a glimpse of what her future could be if she prioritizes her own growth. During meetings, she finds her voice growing stronger, contributing ideas that are met with genuine consideration rather than dismissal. Each successful project builds her confidence, showing her capabilities extend far beyond being someone's daughter, girlfriend, or student. Similarly, purchasing her own car becomes a powerful symbol of autonomy. "I no longer need to rely on public transportation to get to my internship," she reflects, feeling liberated by this small act of self-sufficiency. The ability to come and go as she pleases, without coordinating with Harden or asking for rides, marks a significant shift in her independence. She begins taking spontaneous drives, exploring neighborhoods she'd never visited, finding pleasure in making decisions without consulting anyone else. Tessa's relationship with literature provides another avenue for self-discovery. Her passionate defense of Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy in literature class reveals her romantic idealism, while her connection to Wuthering Heights suggests her attraction to darker, more complex emotional landscapes. Books become both escape and mirror, allowing her to process her experiences through fictional parallels. She particularly identifies with Jane Eyre's journey from sheltered innocence to hard-won wisdom, often underlining passages that reflect her own emotional struggles. Even Tess's changing appearance reflects her evolving identity. From her initial modest dresses and minimal makeup to experimenting with tighter clothes and different hairstyles, her external transformation mirrors her internal journey. When she catches herself admiring her reflection after being intimate with Hardin, flushed cheeks, swollen lips, small red marks on my skin, she's acknowledging a sensual side of herself that had previously been suppressed. Each new outfit or hairstyle becomes an experiment in self-expression, sometimes succeeding, sometimes failing, but always teaching her something about herself. The question that haunts Tessa throughout the novel is whether her transformation represents growth or loss. Has falling for Hardin helped her break free from restrictive expectations, or has she simply traded one form of control for another? The novel doesn't offer easy answers, instead presenting the messy reality of finding oneself through both connection and heartbreak. Her friends see different versions of her. Landon witnesses her intellectual growth, Steph her social awakening, and her mother her apparent rebellion. But only Tessa knows the full complexity of her evolution. In quiet moments, she questions whether she's becoming more herself or losing herself entirely, recognizing that perhaps both can be true simultaneously. After belongs to a long literary tradition of stories about destructive yet compelling relationships, from Wuthering Heights to modern romance novels. Its phenomenal success raises important questions about why readers, particularly young women, are drawn to narratives of toxic love. Part of the appeal lies in the intensity of the emotions portrayed. When Hardin tells Tessa, "I love the way your body responds to me," or confesses, "No one has ever touched me this way," these moments of connection feel heightened precisely because they're set against a backdrop of conflict. The dramatic swings between passion and pain create an emotional roller coaster that can be addictive both to experience and to read about. The novel also taps into the powerful fantasy of being the only one who truly understands a damaged person. When Karen thanks Tessa for her positive influence on Hardin, or when he admits she makes him want to be good, these moments reinforce the idea that love can transform even the most troubled individual. This narrative is particularly seductive to young readers still forming their understanding of relationships. Yet the book doesn't entirely romanticize toxicity. Through Tessa's growing disillusionment and the devastating betrayal she experiences, the story ultimately suggests that passion without trust and respect is ultimately destructive. The final image of Tessa driving away from Hardin, determined to learn every single detail of his deception, offers a counterpoint to the romantic fantasy, a recognition that love without honesty cannot survive. What makes After compelling is not that it provides a relationship model to emulate, but that it captures the messy, contradictory nature of desire and attachment. In Tessa and Hardin's story, readers see reflected their own struggles with identity, independence, and the sometimes painful process of discovering what they truly need from relationships. The novel's exploration of how past trauma shapes present behavior adds another layer of complexity. Understanding Hardin's childhood experiences doesn't excuse his manipulative actions, but it does contextualize them, inviting readers to consider how cycles of hurt perpetuate themselves across generations and relationships. In the end, After resonates because it acknowledges a truth many coming-of-age stories avoid, that growth often comes through making mistakes, that first love is rarely last love, and that discovering who we are sometimes requires losing ourselves first. It's a story not about perfect romance, but about the imperfect process of becoming, a journey that continues long after the final page.